Hey there, I am Nemo Farah, and this is Saved by Faith and Verse, a program featuring spoken word poetry from the Somali diaspora. The title is inspired by Sa'id Samater, who wrote extensively about Somali poetry. Here's something he said. To the Somali, poetry is the medium whereby individual or group can present a case most persuasively. Verse is a living art affecting almost every aspect of life. Its functions are versatile, concerned not only with matters of art and aesthetics, but also with questions of social significance. It illuminates culture, society, and history. This is by Sa'id Samater. On this program, we'll be featuring the work of five poets. Some of the poems you're about to listen to are performed in English, others are written and performed in Somali. If you're an English speaker without a knowledge of Somali poetry, no worries. There is still plenty to enjoy here. The first poet we'll hear from is Ahmed Asad. This piece, Ahmed Asad, tells a story of a young girl captured by a bird. Also, in this poem, he uses that same bird to do a political campaign in Cedar Riverside. These poets were recorded live at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis.
Speak Somali, we'll see. All right, there you have it. Ugubi, ugubi, ugubi. Ugubi, odega, idaha, ogalis, ogalis. I'm talking about birds, shimbiro. How Somali people communicate with birds. So for those of you who do not speak Somali, might have a little taste about it. Somali di hore way fahmi chiren, odka shimbiraha, o waki Ismail miraba hore ulaha. Shimbirka markuu la hadliyay wakii lahaa la hadliyay bahashii loo dhintay guulayow haddaad guga u ooyeyso markuu ka hadliyay wakii sidaa lahaa haddaba nin dad galah baa beri gabadh yar qafaashay oo afduubtay markaasuu wuxuu la galay meel god ah meeshii godka ahayd ayaa waxaa soo arkay shimbir shimbirtii baa soo carartay markaasi waxaa u timi reerkii gabadha dhalay markaasi waxay lahayd faafaafa Ali Noor, in a tadi, whatever law. Allah! Oh, they get Kuina Bagger to your line and tell you, Shagas. That kiss you to go, Ukuini, who had done a yellow good door, either for Dale, Sidibana Layel. Well, like, all the Bagalation Britiere. Where are the horror desire of Heladai? Fa, 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 Ali Noor, in a tadi, whatever law. You get the worst of that of Helene. شنبر قرب لي وحمق قرتيه بالحق وقود شنبر قرب لي وحمق قرتيه بالحق وقود دين عيضة أيها الغنبر سيدا أسي سعوتي بي وحافك ووقلي سي ماشي أي كو ترين قبادي لعفضو بي يضبقلكي هالكي باق قبادي لغسو بدبادي ضبقلكينا لغود لي هاد دماء عشان نويتو عانو قو سيدر مري بان وحان أركي اللي بقول لي بركاسا وحاني دي بل سيدا سومالي دهور واكوي وحقرين تري وحيلين وحيلين كوكر كر 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 كاسان لك تلسي مع الصوحان بلنا ضحك فات واوتك ودغيست مد با وحي لا ضح يا دي سبيك انجلش تو مد با وحي لا ضح هاويلك سيدر تشوغو سيادنا او ريدان وي ني سوماليا ترتوب يو مرك سياد علي ليرا هاويلك سيدر تشوغو سيادنا او ريدان وي صدها اي هويويكو سيادنا او ريدان وي سنقلدا كو اهو سيادنا او ريدان وي ninkii baa u jeeyay wixii kurri kurri akaa kurri 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 codkaaga kurri ayuu ku yiri isagii baa la wareegay wixii markan odayada bakoorada sitow iyada dumarkii la hadlay isagoo ragga la hadlaya odayada bakoorada sitow si aad inaa ugu ridaan weey sarta dheer ku waafushano si aad inaa ugu ridaan weey safka ay dhalo bixiyo si aad inaa ugu ridaan weey xataa kan sariir fiican iyo helin fresh suuban sadkiisa uu helaya si aad inaa ugu ridaan weey arigiyo marka yaaban ayaa ku soo dhawaaday sirbaladna Soomaalida ila shabri meel xubayd marinayaan bal wax iskaga yara tuur waa la wareegay horta ninkii baa u jeebay waxa uu kur kur codkaaga kur 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 siyaad kur kadibna arigiba lahjadii Soomaalida sirimar bamid bal u saarinay sibraha iyo Soomaalida qolada guuleystaal arkay waxaan idhi safka hore salaad buuxiyo siyaad inuu ugu ridaa weey suufiyada xartii culimadu waa siyaad inoo ugu ridaan weey akhwaankii surwaal gaabanuhu siyaad inoo ugu ridaan weey xitaa kuwa salaadii ka tagay soo dhalaga waayay soo noqosho oo furantay siyaad inoo ugu ridaan weeyaan كر كر وابي يجي بيا كر كر عدك يا كر 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 في هذا كر كذبنا واحد بعين ناحية ذيك الدنيا أنا كوي أروح وحنيني خانت بدك اللي تري أحبك شو قاعد الله أكبر الله وش هبا لا يهد safka hore salaad buuxiyo ugu rida weeye sofiya da xirtiya culi maduna ugu rida weeye akhwankiyo surwaal gaaban ugu rida weeye تكوى سالادي كتغيسون دلغواي سونو قوشو وفوران تهوغو ريدانوي كدبنا وحنو بدلي قورو أبكي آدنو بريغو روح الوري تري نفرور فارد مكارو فيقنا هبشيغي فريار حماتا في الفلقاء فوق ما يضوء بابور فنالي كتب في دسعون معي كبر فضل إينا قل فريما فرات الله في تريل وفران والفيا ماني لا ساسا برغور اللوري تري مركا وحاني سوق ليدا بيعادة قداء سيادين أغريدان واي سوق أطواني فاركو سياد أغريدان واي كرميل كواسو عمري سياد أغريدان واي حتى كو إليبك كو سافي حتى إليبك كو سافي سرطة قوغو يا ما عام بيش سوى بوغتا أغريدان واي مركا ألكا مركا أسلم مرينو أيا وحا أغريد بي من اللي يهدو خاقة أغاسي إلا شدي أردن بامتلي يا مربا نلعي waxa tiriraa ugaasi marka hubaalayay hede allah be hubaalayay hubaalayay hede walidiin taa soomaaliday ziyad ugu ridan weeye ubadkiinu soo zaray ugu ridan weeye macallimiinta zuzubano ziyad ugu ridan weeye si wanaagsan aan ugu shubnoy una saaciidaye kasna reeg ugaasi buu ahaa kadibna waxaa u gudbay baah la yiraahdo dabagar maamays berger waxa loo intiri weysadeedu waa mulacyalays dabagar maamays uu baa la xaa baa la waa loogu hidaye banka tuyo waxa laga helaa soofayaal jaban bay ahay berger imika waxaan anay idi anaa waxaan idi adiguna Saciid Saalaxo samihii aad beertay bara sare muddo soo ahayd macallin Suugaanle Saciin baa tihiyo waadi aan go'in sabaanaadi si aad ugu rid aan dooranno sama falankaas markaas ay jiibiyeen waxa kur kur okan kur 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 si aad ugu rid halka markaa mareeyay ayaa daba garmaameyska aan dhaafay ba waxaan aaday markaa cadee minan ko Usmaan maalkiisniki xada munaafiq waay يو بيا كان عدا عمري عواسي حيار دافي القصو جيدي انا اسي قد بمر ماشي لها بايدة بچناي انا بنو بلنك عمايا بايا دقاني بايدة بام بيركة تبداني اريرو مي فلاسي انا مركا دوني الى سيقلو بمي انا صاحبنا هيو دادرو لي اقولي ايه احمد دي الموالتي ما نكو بي اللي قوت رواي اي كل عالبنتر عملها وسكوسه وهاي ساي أي محاك قد عينا شبر ما بلها الخوله ما لها اللو هزا ورها وصاحبها يقصن بل في عم بيمرس أوه ماي جونس مركزاني ده دروب محاك قصت ما يا إيشاك يا وحي كده هسي شبرت مركزا وحان كل وحان كلها سومالي دي ميدودو سحلكي بحيو سماني سومالي دي ميدودو سحلكي بحيو سمان waxa lagu noqday barigi Soomaalidu walaala ahayd Soomaalidu way is cafiday mulki nabad ba ka dilacday barwaaq lagu jiraa miyad oo waxa san kala hadlay shimbiraha markaas uu ay anma u dheelo isa saaxiib waxaas wax ka duwanay ahaayeen ma ba ahay waxaas markaas aan bay waxa aad ka hadlay dib u ruqad dib u dhiga sudduha siiga da ka qiyara hay Soomaaliye nabad bay noqoto نعبكي كدما هوي هوي هوه الكاسة مكفلة تقنالي.
That was Ahmed Asad. He is a great storyteller. And now we'll hear from Asma Farah. She's an up-and-coming star. This is Asma Farah reading P-I-R-A-T-E, pirate.
Okay, now everyone who only speaks English, you're going to be at the advantage right now. But this is not going to make you laugh. Pirates, people in rough areas thieving to extinguish suffering. I'm not a pirate. I'm a pilot. Privileged individual lacking only in time. And that's the only thing standing in my way. And if I didn't have to write this term paper, guess what, brother? I'd be marching streets today. But you know what they say. With P-I-R-A-T-E-S, we are much more. Yet we choose to ignore the obvious. Even when history acknowledges we were kings long before the colonists. I'm from Cedar, where we trust no Somali leaders. They use the local news station to feed us. Welfare queen and government cheese us. Princess Diana got girls to dye their face, get them looking like a whole nother race. Got a lot of dropout, King Tut's in the cut, and a few notorious hood, glorious poet laureates. But once upon a time, we were all newcomers, and we wanted everything. From a cement Section 8 sultanate to the McMansions in the suburbs. So much movement had the whole world asking, who are these people, and just where did they come from? We're from Somalia, nation of poets and business people too. Since way back in the days, me and my people used to trade with ancient Egypt. That's why if you remember the time on MTV, Michael Jackson had Iman portray Queen Nefertiti. Little do they know that's not far from the truth, because we had a whole dynasty of a Somali woman's rule. I'm talking about Arawelo. We were sultans before being refugees. Somali sailors traded with ancient China, traveled across the world in the seven seas, did business with the Abbasids, went to Persia to learn, and when our masons came home, they built breathtaking castles made out of pure white stone. But all this is so easy to ignore when that notorious seven-letter word describing a horn flashes across your TV screen, P-I-R-A-T-E-S. But ask me, what does that word really mean? It means how colonialists came to Somalia, causing internal tribal divisions, then left, leaving the black man to forever fight amongst himself. And that's partly the reason why Somalia is this way. That's the reason why I don't claim my clan. I refuse to rep my tribe. I rep every single mother, brother, father, and sister that's struggling to stay alive. I speak from the perspective of a deprived African child, because they stole my history and tried to hijack my pride with prejudicial stories of piracy. But where are the headlines calling Halliburton a pack of murderous thieves, or a big where are the headlines of big corporate piracy, or of Dick Cheney's Mein Kampf, or how most people buying homes back home don't know the one-time sublime coastlines of Somalia have become one among the Western world's major dumping grounds of hazardous and biohazardous materials. But they would never put that on the news. Instead, they want you to focus on and hate three starving guys that are struggling to stay alive, putting their life at risk on a boat the size of a toothpick in the middle of the open ocean, trying to steal from an ocean liner. And guess what? The captain who shoots him down is the hero of the Carnival cruise, with passengers pointing out at the coastline of Somalia saying, hey guys, come look at the zoo. But once again, they would never put Halliburton on the news. I'm not trying to make an excuse, but fact check me, because everything I'm saying is true. Nation of poets? Yes, we are. So it seems only right that for Somalia tonight, we do it like Martin Luther King and Tupac Shakur was still alive. Let's make social justice and poetic justice collide. People in rough areas thieving to extinguish suffering. I'm not a pirate. I'm a pilot. Privileged individual lacking only in time. And that's the only thing standing in my way. And if I didn't have to write this term paper, I'd be marching in the streets today. But you know what they say. We're pirates. But since we know we are much more than having a SWAT team call on us, let's no longer choose to ignore the obvious. Till South High textbooks acknowledges the lessons of history, we were scholars long before colleges.
And now you'll hear from a popular poet. Here's Abdi Phenomenal. Trust me, he lives up to his name.
We live, we breathe with our wings open, running fast, get caught with our limbs holding. Caught in the sense of our dreams being broken, the youth have no choice but to sell their dreams for a token. And old age is unnoticed, the youth unfocused, and Al-Shabaab is trying to tell you they'll bring change, but only if you hold this. But I'm holding peace in one hand and freedom on the other. Peace in one hand and freedom on the other. And besides, what's the difference between galvanizing the bleak and sanitizing the heat, between utilizing the weak and institutionalizing the free? I said, what's the difference between galvanizing the bleak and sanitizing the heat, between utilizing the weak and institutionalizing the free? It's between not being able to see and what is the door of opportunities if you swallowed your own key. In order to stay sane, you have to confide in truth, because truth is woven in the fabrics of the women and the youth. Thank you. This next piece here I'll share with you guys is a dear letter to the former president of Somalia, Siad Barre. Dear Mohamed Siad Barre, you've been alive in my consciousness somewhere in a grave, somewhere between bailing out and the havoc you made. Those paintings are still up in Mogadishu with bullet holes on your name. Please tell me your last words and how heroes are made. Do they create themselves before they die, or do they become the masters of the dreams they slave? What happened in 1991? Because I was born June 3rd, 1987, while your consciousness was still contemplating about heaven. I wish you knew about those deaf and blind kids that could still spell your name. Naming the sounds of those bullets that put our consciousness to sleep, the mentally ill who search for heaven under their mother's feet, ducking those flags that they once used to keep. Resting with guns at night, searching for peace. Isn't it a beautiful contradiction how they still admire your reign? Like a hero who has sacrificed his life in exchange, the same time he pulled the plug out on his people that were waiting for change. Was it that easy? Here I was thinking you're alive because your time is still present. I wish you knew about being chained in camps, being a second-class citizen and taken back. To save the ones we left behind, instead we get trained in camps. And I know you're probably curious about those men with the nice suits and the empty suitcases, but nothing has changed except their new states and their new faces. Thank you very much.
That was Abdi Phenomenal. You're listening to Saved by Faith and Verse, a mini culture production from KFAI in Minneapolis. And now we'll hear from Brother Amjit.
How you guys doing? My name is Brother Amjit. I'm not supposed to be on this list. These are like some of my favorite poets and writers, and I'm just here as a D-wall, because I just know them all, and I kind of punked them at the parking lot, told them you had to put me on the list somehow, some way. So like that's how I got up on this list. But I enjoy storytelling. I believe is a great platform, and it's a great narrative. It's a great platform to share our narrative. And I'm always constantly listening. I'm always paying attention, especially to the youth. There's a lot of students here that I know who are involved in another project that we're working on that's growing up organically, so hopefully you'll hear their story in the coming future too. I met this kid the other day that asked me about ideas to life and how to repent to Allah while still getting paid. Assume a grade, not a citizen, but something higher than just a modern day slave. Worship something higher, seek knowledge and produce something under the sun, then pass it on. And we inspire before life expires, because we all got to hit the grave. But while we're here, let's last a while and teach our kids something and raise them with an infinite smile. Fathers, let's stay a while and teach them about real manhood and how we can't solve violence with violence, and we can't manage a traumatized community from crisis mode, and learn how to address the root cause of this chaos and talk about the elephants in the room truthfully and cohesively. Learn about how to compromise our egos and pride. But what do I know? See, I'm just a victim just like you. Out in these streets, I've been shot just like you. And I've been to many funerals, burials of young African uncrowned kings whom I considered brothers in the image of my son. And their mothers, sisters in the struggle along my mother's side. And I've witnessed families suffer and grieve for many years due to this horrific, enter at your own risk, beautiful suicide. And all the allures of this fast lane lifestyle, interrupted circumstances among our youth in the diaspora, led by them Oscar motion pictures, worth 1,000 words, but I ain't hear nobody utter none. Nobody utter the word. See, this revolution sometimes is a photo op and its march is going backwards. And the youth violent behavior is just the encore of our extended violent history and unhealed closures. But yet deep inside, yet deep inside on a perfect Jum'ah afternoon, I'm always optimistic and conscious. I'm always optimistic and a believer in Rabbina subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that we can finish the road ahead of us. But before the strange land, before the name change, before the second language, before the immigration lanes, before ESL classes, before the big coats and the leather gloves, before the lost love, before this last plane, before the last look home, did you ask yourself, is this the last kiss, the first painful cry, the last goodbye? Before you thought you was gonna die, before you thought you was gonna die, after you asked yourself, why am I still alive? Before you asked why, before the first bullet, after the last soul took it, before the first warlords, when you were trapped between both worlds, before you laid down your loyalty, before you were a casualty, before all the animosity, before clan hate became your reality, before all these countrymen could ignite the power key, before the colonizers westernized our personality, do you sometimes ask yourself, am I still a nomad? And if so, why'd you let it all go so bad? Thank you kindly.
That was Amjet. And now we're going to hear from Ayaan Mahmoud, a supremely talented and popular wedding poet. When Minnesota Somalis are getting married, they often call Ayaan to perform a poem. Here is Ayaan Mahmoud, also known as Asha Barambur, doing traditional Somali women's poetry.
War alaan daruurta uwego hooda wana halahayn. Alaan daruurta uwego hooda wana halahayn. Diyarada eda duniido dampa halahayn. War darada de heron kuta alxisna fa halahayn. Diyada iyada qarka oda ay dafaqa halahayn. Ee wala daala ye allo dowlad no irgali war somali hodan ba hay aha hay hay badi akartile somali hodan ba hay aha hay hay badi akartire horyalka afriko hodan we he yon la hiksan karin Horyalka Afriko hodan we he yon la hiksan karin alanki o horay usura an dowlad no amiran aya adaw no ho shiro ho idna lo gashubay waxaan daalso o marniyo daladi adibki waxaan daalso o marniyo danadi adibki Warda inka mahadi se hadda adawgi no hirkalay. Alanki dog sadayo wadda anke nina badduk saday. Dumarku inu dohor kuchiro o baddad moho gayin. Darusta ilmiga iya haga digriga hela. Ulaada iya ga adam shoho da wano sidan. Arurta darye helo wali igodna dahdashan. Daya awalid uma o gola o way du'i sayin. Ayla hayo awda ayin channa adada dehe qusi. Raggalla kin mo ogala ya.
Also, we have a poet visiting us from Chicago, Ladan Osman.
This is invocation. So Somali people know we have a rich tradition of cursing. Inkar, right? You're not supposed to do it, you know, in case the doors, you know, the gates of heaven are open, and sometimes a mom will say something very ridiculous because she doesn't actually want to curse her child. But then sometimes they can be kind of serious, but they're intensely beautiful. And these are based on actual Somali curses kind of translated directly or metaphorically. Invocation. Splay yourself on the floor. Mop spread before God, and may your submission remain false. Let intention and the ground you stand on crack and wander become distant dimensions. You crawled on my chest, a little spider. You blended into bedding and startled me, chipped my heart. May your own chest break. I'll slap you into the floorboard, clean you up with too much soap. Yes, I'll stand at that corner, inhale and smile, remembering my frenzy. We're beyond known curses. You can still be ground meat in the street, turned out by wheels, coiled under some car, but I'd prefer you bleed on command. May your stomach fall out. Since you like showing off, drape it over your shoulder, wear it to the market. May your mouth let go of you. May it go to a place whose light doesn't reach your fingernails. Oh, I hope bad luck hog ties you. At least let it restrict your stride. I hope the shadows underfoot stumble you. I pray a snake grinds you in its mouth, not just bite, not just chew. May all animals turn against you. God restrain my hands. Intercede. My father is under my scarf if I don't beat you tonight. My father, underground for a generation, would never inhabit a hairline. I'm going to beat you like I'm your mother. I've got something sharp under my tongue, some shard, black metal in both mouths. I'm fashioning a weapon.
You have been listening to Saved by Faith and Verse, a program of spoken word poetry from the Somali diaspora. You can hear more spoken word poems on sulliarts.bandcamp.com. Also, you can watch the videos on Sully Minnesota. That's S-A-L-L-I, Minnesota. This program is made possible by a grant from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I am Nemo Farah. Thank you so much for listening.